You're listening to The Startup with Monique Leray, only on LA Talk Radio.
How's it going, Los Angeles? It's The Startup with Monique Leray. I'm Monique Leray. Thank you so much for stopping by and spending part of your Sunday with me for another great show. I'm really excited to bring back a guest we had before. We had her here, I guess, a few weeks ago. She's an author. But before we bring her on, I want to announce, I just heard from Sam that we are live streaming on, we're going through StreamYard, obviously. We're already live on Facebook and the website on latalkradio.com. But we just got added today. We're streaming on their YouTube channel live, their LinkedIn channel, and their Twitter channel live right now. So congratulations, LA Talk Radio, for extending the brand out to those three outlets. I think it's going to be great, and I'm pleased to be a part of it. So thank you for doing that. And without further ado, I'd like to bring on our first and only guest today, which we're happy to give her the show, Elaine Hoem, author of Everyday Soul Dances. Elaine, nice to see you again.
It's wonderful to see you too. Looking forward to another talk with you.
Yes, wonderful. Now, Elaine, why don't you go ahead and reintroduce yourself and this book, and you know, for those entrepreneurs out there that are looking to publish a book, especially in the spiritual realm, maybe you could also talk a little bit about that.
Well, my background is as a psychotherapist. I worked almost 49 years, in, or almost 50 years, actually, in the field of psychology and therapy. So it's a great passion of mine and a love. I also, since 1969 or 70, I practiced yoga, and starting with Hatha yoga. But then I also went into the philosophy and the spiritual underpinnings. And so I've combined those two in this book. And my sense is that there are so many things we can do to improve our lives. And they're simple. They take constancy, attention, psychological things we can do, and spiritual things we can do to become greater. And my sense is that we're all meant to thrive, to figure out the karmas that are keeping us bound or sad or depressed or whatever, that there are ways to undo all of this so we can be free of it. And when we're free, so much more is available to us, because then we're connecting with our spirituality, and then the universe opens up to give us even more than we could have imagined.
Oh, right. Now that's a really inspiring recap. And yes, it's just a pleasure to have you back and actually go in depth. And I know that you and I have highlighted pre-show two areas that we want to base our conversation, our talk on today. And that's the two ways that people often approach lives, their lives, right? Living. And you mentioned to me earlier, so we'll recap it for the audience. The first way is in living your life here on the planet as humans, society's expectational way, you know, the societal norm. And the second way, and the way that I think that you're going to enlighten us with a little bit here, is the spiritual way, in which you speak about in your Everyday Soul Dancing book. Could you touch on the two different ways and why we're highlighting that?
Our society teaches us from a very early age to be good, to do right, to study hard, to be accomplished, and to oftentimes drive ourselves way beyond what's right for a human being to do. And we see the stresses that can come with that. If we go too far in that direction, it's like we're spinning around from one task to another, and we can get so depleted, so stressed, so handicapped. You know, we can just give up, or we can get angry and mean, or neglect our relationships. So many things can happen if we're out of balance with that. what society hasn't taught us enough is that we're spiritual beings. And when we connect to spirit, we connect to this vast universal consciousness that's a part of every single one of us. It's a part of everything in the world. And so when we're intimately connected in that way, that becomes our center and our core. And we become quieter, calmer. We relish the silence. And then the tasks that we need to do in terms of work or family or relationships flow from that place, and it changes the story. If we're only spinning our top, then there's an essential part of us that is missing. And that's what I love about this book, is that it shows ways for us to reconnect, remember who we are, remember that we're great beings, and that the goal in this life is to undo the karma that we've created, maybe in this lifetime or other lifetimes. We're here, we've set it up, our souls have set it up apparently, to have the perfect situations for us to grow. And so if we know that we have karma to undo and then good karma to create, that changes our story. It gives us a focus and a purpose and a destiny. Mm-hmm. Another part of that is Dharma is a really great word in the Eastern traditions, because it's doing our best spiritual duty or duties. Mm. And if we, once we know what that is, we move forward with so much more grace, and also with the spiritual help, because we're on the track that we're meant to be on for this lifetime. So when we connect in those ways, we're more grounded and we're more open to what's available to us as sacred beings.
So, you know, this is a really great subject and such a timely thing, because we're coming out of this endemic phase now of the pandemic, and people are looking around them and they're like, what just happened with the last 3 years or what's happening, or what did I just, you know, do? Or a lot of change has, a shift has happened. It's an undeniable shift. The planet is talking to us and we're not listening. I was recently listening to Leslie Jones, a comedian, and she said, you know, the earth got rid of dinosaurs, so we should really tread lightly. You know, the earth is telling us, you know, that it's not happy. And you, in the pandemic, it shows up, and I'm venturing to guess that that's some karmic stuff there, how it shows up in disease. But for entrepreneurs specifically right now, everybody who's listening, but because this is the startup, we want to kind of speak to that life-work balance and applying some of the things that Elaine is sharing, some tools on how to get quiet and centered. So when you have this work balance overload, and like you said, you spin your top, you get angry, you get sick, you get tired, you don't have any energy, you're dysfunctioning. It's true. What are some tips on applying some principles to a work-life balance?
Well, in the book, I have it divided by spiritual principles and psychological ones. The first thing, I think, is admitting to ourselves that we're not okay. You know, that we've gone to an extreme, or we don't like parts of how we're living. And once we can name that, instead of just being driven to do more and more and more, then we can stop. And to access spirituality, we have to go inside instead of all of this that's outside. And once we pause, breathing is such an important part of this. It seems so simple. But when we're on a roll, we're not breathing, right? We're breathing from up here, the top tiny thirds of our lungs.
Yeah. When I'm on a rampage, I'm never breathing. I'm just like.
Yeah. And so anyway, the pausing, the breathing, say, wait a minute, let's look at this, you know, so contemplating what's going on here. Mm-hmm. I'm a great advocate for journaling because the journaling helps us go beyond how we live our lives in the, during the day.
Yeah.
And when we look, put it out on black and white, a lot of things get clarified. And then we can say, okay, well, where do we go from here? What needs to be different? What are the small steps that I can take to make a shift, or maybe large steps? Or who do I need to talk to? Or what kind of help do I need? You know, so that the idea of asking ourselves questions, bringing awareness to everything we do, really. Yeah. You know, we have choices. And sometimes they're very simple. I can keep on this roll and then collapse into bed at night and hope I'll sleep. Or I can say, no, wait a minute. I'm going to calm down. I'm going to take a walk. I'm going to pause for even 5 minutes and reconnect with my spiritual essence. And just even that, a very short time, is very, very healing. So, now in the book, there are meditations. In the book, there are contemplation questions. The meditations you can access through the QR codes. And the contemplations are at the end of every chapter. How do the words of this chapter apply to your life right now? So it's chock full of all kinds of ways for you to pay attention if you're so inclined. And the book is broken up into different chapters. Like, some of the chapters have to do with self-love. Some have to do with love of the other. Some have to do with karma. Some have to do with journaling, dream work. There are many, many ways for us to enter into the true sacred parts of ourselves. And that's what this is all about. It's for us to go deeper into the stillness, and from there live our lives. We'll still have the same things to do for the most part, but we can do them from a whole different energy and feel good about how we accomplish things during the day.
So how did you get to this place, Elaine? I know that you shared you've had many years in the psychological world, the umbrella of that, and it seems like it showed up in many different facets of psychology throughout your career. And now, you know, you've led us to, I think, a brilliant book. This woman is so brilliant. She put the QR codes, everybody, on the page to go to the next lesson. You just scan it and you're there. I mean, she's just, and it, she breaks it down like a journal. But anyway, I love the way it's laid out. It's smart. It's smart. It's a smart way to do it. But how did you get here? Was there a shift? Was there a time, an event in your life where you remembered, okay, something's not working. I had to slow down. I had to shift. And was it beneficial immediately, or did it take a while?
It actually took my whole life. Some of these things that I knew were wrong were from when I was a child, but I didn't have the awareness or the capabilities to make the changes then. Yeah. But all of this became a part of me. This isn't working well. And ultimately that led me to psychology. And I had previously worked in institutions for people that we called retarded at that point. And so I saw the limitations, but also the wonderful parts of all kinds of human beings that we would never see out on the street necessarily. And to see what attention and love could do, it's all about how we love, really.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what the spiritual journey is about. That's what I'm about. That's what we're about. How can we look at another human being, say, I get you, I hear you, I have compassion, and I have love, I have an open heart.
Yeah.
So I think these things, for the most part, don't happen overnight. Sometimes they do, like with a really serious illness or past life experience after surgery, things like that. There can be an instantaneous change. But mostly, it's a day-by-day reckoning. How did I do today? You know, asking myself, what can I correct? What am I proud of? What am I grateful for? You know, and to do that at the end of the day is settles everything way down. But it is, for me, it's been a journey of a lifetime. Other people have some different kinds of karma. It might not take that long.
Right. And if you're just tuning in, everybody, we have the pleasure of having the full show with Miss Elaine Hoem, author, genius, mentor, therapist, just a beautiful human, and the author, like I said, of Everyday Soul Dances, with in a very interactive platform within her book, providing QR codes throughout the chapterial experience and worksheets, and you can treat this as your personal guided journal. You've been saying the word karma. You also said dharma. For a lot of our listeners and viewers, when they come to my channel, they're not usually getting this. They're, you know, we're talking about business, which we're doing a little different business talk today, everybody. We're applying some spiritual methods because I know a lot of you are out there banging your head against the wall like I am oftentimes. So we need some new tools in the toolbox. Okay. So Elaine's here to help us with that. Elaine, karma. A lot of people have different interpretations or experiences with that word. From your expertise and from your guidance with this book, with your life's work, where are you with the term karma?
Well, the simple answer is the physics one. For every action, there's an equal reaction. So we can relate the ancient understanding about karma with modern day physics, which is so cool. There are karmas that we come into this lifetime to undo. There are some karmas we come in with that we can't change, you know, like the color of our hair or the family we grew up in or where we live, what country we live in. There are other karmas that we're creating right now. And so we can create positive karma or we can create negative karma. And it's a choice, right? How am I going to handle this situation? Yeah. And that's worthy of a lot of contemplation, whatever the situation is. Yeah. It's so wonderful to have challenges, especially in relationships. And this certainly applies to the workplace. The difficult person that we're dealing with, or I'm being difficult with this other person, we can react poorly. We can fire that person. I mean, all kinds of things can happen. Or we can call the person. I mean, we can do all kinds of crazy stuff. But if we know about karma, we don't want to do that. So you go home in the evening. Okay, how do I handle this better? You pray. That's a spiritual practice. Give me guidance. Ask for help. Happens sometimes like miraculously. You get a very clear understanding. Do this instead. Or you calm down. Oh, I have to love this person better. I have to hear her better. You know, so we have all kinds of choices in the way we live our lives, you know, with the people in the grocery store, with, you know, I see how people are treated.
It's kind of you definitely don't want to get duct taped to your seat on the airplane. We want to avoid that kind of karma, right? Exactly. Everybody's going wild right now. So, I don't know.
It's hard to believe what people are doing. It's like, oh my gosh, you poor thing. Bring my book.
You definitely need this if you're getting duct taped to airplane seats, guys. Everyday Soul Dances. Yes. Yes. And I want to share, you know, and just kind of double back of what you said a little bit, or piggyback on that. I mean, I love that you're giving great examples of slowing down, going home, reflecting, and saying, all right, how can I handle this better? How's it going to be a better representation on me? And so, guys, the scientific, you know, for every action, there's an equal or was it equal or double? I'm misquoting the quote, but basically karma is cause and effect. You know, it's just, it's a boomerang. So how you treat someone is how you're asking to be treated, pretty much. And so, yeah. And so you have to be consciously, you have to be consciously polite, even when you don't want to and you don't feel like it, because ultimately it's how you're wanting someone to treat you. And being conscious of that is going to keep your stream of gifts and ideas and blessings and manifestations flowing. I think that's what I'm hearing you say, Elaine.
It's a simple thing, isn't it?
Sounds simple.
Not easy to institute, but simple in terms of why we're here. We're, according to the ancient Eastern traditions, we're here to undo negative karma from whatever lifetimes, previous or this one. Mm-hmm. We're here to learn to love ourselves better. Mm-hmm. We're here to love others better. And we're here to grow in our spirituality. We're all moving home towards the sacred, every single one of us, but we're all at different levels. Gary Zukav talks about this in Seat of the Soul. And so if we know that, we're going to be more careful. And the calmer we get and the clearer we are that we are all brothers and sisters to one another. So let's be careful. Now, St. Francis said that back centuries ago, but it's so true.
So true, so simple.
It's so true.
Yeah. You know, I just had an aha moment when you were speaking about how we're all moving towards the divine and to the source, or what people call it, many different things, and you do you. For my sake of this conversation with Elaine, I'm going to call it source energy. And so it's interesting because I think I just had an epiphany, and put me back on the right track here if I've got it wrong. It sounds like because we're all moving towards source energy, AKA fill in the blanks. If you didn't get it right the first round in your karma, where you're aligned enough to be with source energy, you got to do it again, and you got to do it till you get it right. And then you can finally get up to where you're supposed to be. Is that what you're suggesting in your book?
Well, that's very true, because if we learn our lesson with a simple interaction or mistake and we correct it right then, that potentially lets go of all that karma. Hmm. But if we don't get it right the first time, I think it must be a karmic law. And that's just my thought. Yeah. But that the next time around, it's going to come up again, but it's going to look different and it's going to be harder.
Yeah.
And if you don't get it right at that point, at some point it's going to be public and you're going to have public humiliation, you know, just like the worst things, or you end up in prison or whatever. So the sooner, I mean, the more we can pay attention, like, what's going on? How do I handle this in the highest possible way? The sooner we can do that, the freer we are. And the other cool part about it is when we do that, it changes the energies of the other person.
Yeah.
And potentially the energies of who I am with my family, how they are with their families. You know, it's a ripple effect, like throwing stones into a water.
Yeah.
It's so far reaching, and we may never know all of that that happens, but every once in a while, somebody will tell me something about something I said a million years ago and how it changed their lives or something. You know, it's like, okay, that's what we want. We want all of us to be as happy and free and creative and spiritually connected as possible. That's what we're about. That's, to me, is more important than the success of my business, or how many books I sell, or, you know, however you want to frame that. It's fine for us to be very high in the real world in terms of what we create for our lives.
Yeah.
And it's even better if we do that from a spiritual place where all of this flows instead of being so driven. which so many of us are.
Oh, yeah. Listen, workaholism runs rampant. I can speak on that personally. So I am an expert at that.
Yeah.
I have not written my workaholic book yet, but we're going to go on the opposite end of that, you guys. We're with Elaine Hoem, and it's Everyday Soul Dances. Pick up your copy. Where can people pick up their copy right now, Elaine, if they wanted to get into this and start shifting?
Amazon is probably the quickest way. Barnes & Noble, you can get it from Balboa Press, which is the publisher. If they want an autographed copy.
Yes, contact. We're not going anywhere, but we're just doing our mid-show plug. Where can people reach out? What platform do you prefer to have people reach out to you if they want a one-on-one session, or if they want to have you sign their book, or want to just, you know, get with you?
So Elaine Hoem, Hoem, at charter.net.
Yeah. Great.
That's the way.
That's easy. And she gets back to her emails quick, guys. She's on it. I learned from Elaine. She can get right back with you. Here's a really interesting meditation that stands out to me today, Elaine. I forgive you meditation. The I forgive you meditation, everybody. We can apply that to everybody can use that one. Come on. So if that's an I forgive you, meaning yourself, if that's an I forgive you, someone in business, I forgive you someone in family, I would encourage you to pick up this book, and each chapter gives you a different meditation and a different topic and a contemplation. There's a rainbow meditation in here. It's healing with colors and intentions. Elaine, how have the reviews been so far? We'll get back in the conversation. From people who've gotten their hands on the book, what's your sense of their sense of the book?
Some people don't relate to it at all.
Okay, that's honest.
Yeah, which is fine. You know, they have another, this book actually was channeled to me from the divine feminine. Ooh. So the feminine energies are very much a part. Her words flow throughout the book. Some people can't relate to that, and I completely honor that and understand.
Yeah.
Other people... like one of my friends hasn't had a chance to read it yet. So when she's an author, and she just published a book on Ani Tuzman, Angels on the Clothesline, which is an amazing book.
Okay.
But she'll just take my book and hold it to herself and receive energy from it.
Oh.
Wonderful.
Other people
will just open it up and read the page that they turn to. One of my friends said that she thought it should be required reading to marriage and family degree programs, and I agree.
Wow, that's a really great compliment, especially your friends. Your friends are always going to be the most honest and harsh critics, right?
You know, and sometimes I just hear little stories about somebody reading the book, like my daughter-in-law's mother was on a cruise to Mexico. She went down for coffee in the morning, and the woman sitting next to her was reading my book. So she said, oh, I know the author. And this woman says, it's my Bible.
Oh, my gosh. That's going to warm your heart, like, on another level. You're like in international waters now, your book is.
I know. I know. So, you know, it's so personal to each person. And I just hope that the people who are meant to receive it, that's all.
It'll find, yes, and I'm loving that. Now, Elaine, when I'm done with it, because, you know, guys, if you follow my channel and my show, you know that I'm currently in my MBA program at Pepperdine, and it is very robust, on top of all the work I'm doing. So I have a lot of reading there, but once I get through this, because I want to take my time with it, Elaine, and really absorb it and receive it and apply it. So I'm going to take my time. I'm just going to give myself permission to take time with it, but it will be done. And I have a long trip to South Africa, so it should definitely be done by the time I'm back from there. So I'll give you my review if you care to hear it. And
well, and you know, the other thing, it's not the book you just read right through. I think that would be heavy duty. You know, pick out the chapters that relate to what's going on in your life. That's all.
Oh, that's a good idea. Yeah,
if
that's
you have relationship issues, or if you're feeling a lot of self-negation, there are chapters that deal with that. And I think it's more like to explore more deeply.
Yeah.
You know, what's going on? I mean, there are all kinds of chapters, but not all of them are applicable to everybody.
Right. Now, guys, I wanted to kind of, well, we've got a frame of a little few more things to cover, but then I would like to read a couple things from the book in a moment. And then we've got an activity towards the end. So, you know, Elaine, we're talking about karma, and we covered that really well, I think, you know, just to get the baseline, get everybody on track on what we're describing. But, you know, we were talking about this earlier. I was touching on this where, you know, you hear, I'm too busy. I can't listen to you now. I can't get to that email. I can't get to that phone call. I can't be present for you. And you can fill in the blank on who that is in your life, anybody, you know, when you're trying to do all the things on the list, family, business, personal, health, fitness, whatever it's important to you. how do we handle that? Because that is my usual go-to. Like, I don't know if I can add anything else on my plate at the moment. I want to give you my full attention. I wish I could get with you. Maybe I can do this, you know, for 10 minutes, but I can't give you this much time. How can we be mindful of respecting our needs and not depleting our engines, but still be mindful for others, you know, without depleting ourselves?
Well, you just said it. You said it very well, actually. It's like, it's all about how we communicate. If I'm too busy to give you any attention, I can't be bothered with this right now. I'm putting out a very different kind of energy than if I say, oh, Monique, I get it. I know you need to talk to me. Can you give me 30 minutes until I finish this that I'm on? And then I'll give you all the time that you need. It's a totally different thing.
Yeah.
We need people. We need to listen. We need to hear people, and we need to honor them.
Yeah.
It's not all about me. And when we make it all about me, then we get stressed. We create bad relationships, and we don't get what we need from the other people. We shut people down.
Right.
So if our communication can be high and pure and honoring of the other, it makes all the difference.
Yeah.
All the difference. And it just takes a couple of sentences and the right energy.
Yeah, it does. And I wonder where it comes from, because I know in the past where I've been less gentle in my delivery, for me, I can speak and say it came from a place of frustration of not having enough time and wanting to give more, but needing to keep my boundaries in place because I was depleted and I wasn't getting enough time to get my task done. And that, whether they may that be a time management issue in the past or not, being conscious that that might be hurtful in the way I'm saying it, not like mean, like get off my phone line, but like, you know, I really can't chat right now, but when I have more time to explore, maybe, you know. So why do you think we don't start with a better way of saying it? Is it the way we were talked to? And is it bad to be kind of straightforward and blunt? I mean, is that negative?
Well, straightforward and blind.
Oh, blunt. Like,
oh, blunt.
I don't ever want to be straightforward and blind. And
it's there to capture blind and oh boy.
I mean,
I don't think one of the big lacks in our education system, in my mind, is we don't teach enough from the beginning about interpersonal relationships. Human relationships is huge. I had a friend who lived in Alaska, and she taught human relationships in high school there to these kids that were so troubled. Miracles all over the place.
Wow.
Amazing.
Wow.
That's one isolated incident.
Yeah.
It's all about the St. Francis. We are brothers and sisters to one another. So how can I uphold you and honor you?
Okay.
And it's where if we get too caught in the patriarchy and the I'm the authority, it's all about my ego. And I can dismiss your needs and your ego. When we're on a spiritual journey, part of the goal is to diminish the ego as much as possible and be wide open from our hearts. And then it's real easy to embrace the other and to hear them and to listen and to take a back seat while we're listening. You know, it's not about me. It's about all of us.
Good. Good. And it sounds like you've got a really good balance in that. Because I got to be honest with you. I don't always want to talk to everybody. I'm not saying everybody wants to talk to me. But I would like to be honest in saying I'm particular with my time, as I think everyone should be, because you don't get your time back. I think you should be a little selfful, not selfish, but selfful with your time. I rather spend a little time doing something for myself and being alone. Everybody's different, because that's the way I recharge my energetic batteries. So what I'm giving out, it's quality, right? So
exactly.
So I think that there can be balance there. Like, you definitely want to be open for people and communicate nicely, but you got to communicate with you. And if you need time and a battery recharge, I think there's some value in being self-full.
Well, and don't you also think that when we're honest like that, most other people are going to get that because they've gone through the same thing, you know?
Yeah, it's not a new idea. It's not a new idea.
Yeah, you know, and so it's actually creating, you're being a good model.
Well, hey. I can't
do this right now. I can put you on my show, but it's going to be 3 months. Can you wait that long? I had a doctor I went to recently, and he said, you know, my waiting list was 8 months out. Do you want to go with that? And I said, yeah. It didn't turn out to be that long, but
wow.
No.
Yes. It's okay. Can learn a lot from you, Elaine. Everybody, Elaine Holm, Everyday Soul Dances, an interactive guide pretty much to anything. Just pick the chapter that you're struggling with. Let me just go down a few real quick, Elaine, of these chapters. Not giving away everything, guys. You got to buy this book. This is years of research and life experience. So we're not giving away all the tea, okay? Oh, my goodness. Okay, some of these chapters could jump out at you. Embracing Your Dharma. Elaine discovers that for you. Reed discovers that for you. Consistency. That one stands out. I really like the consistency thing. Our karma and our love. Oh, gosh. That one's a long one. We won't be covering that here because it's not a love show. But, you know, there's just so many things she speaks. You know, this is tapping into a little more feminine. But I think anybody can receive the message, and you could just take what works for you and leave the rest. You know, I don't think that it's prime for any one sex. Let's see. Everyday Love Stories again, which is interesting. Courage. You need courage in business, in startups. Contemplation. Riding Your Way Home. Well, listen, breathe, your breath, your prana, your life force. And I love chapter 17 about your prana, because there's a gentleman that talks about breathing in your prana. So I've heard that term from some spiritual teachers as well. So self-forgiveness is important. I think, guys, if you're starting a business, and Elaine discovers that with you here, self-forgiveness in a way of being able to receive, to take in commerce for your business, self-forgiveness and maybe making a mistake before, or failures, because that's only just giving you a blueprint on how to do it better. So forgiving yourself and, hey, you know, it was a pandemic, something didn't work. You know, we really have to be mindful not to let that dilute a really good business idea. And Elaine, let's talk about your, we have a 10 more minute segment here. And, you know, you're talking here more about listening to your higher self and engaging in our higher selves. And how can we put those practices and those ideas into our lives and maybe sprinkle it into our business dealings as well?
It's all about where we put our minds and our focus. Are we putting our focus on all of these things that we need to do in the course of the day, or do we pause? I wrote an article for mysticlivingtoday.com, which is a great magazine, e-magazine, and it was all about pausing, taking time, just even for a few minutes to recharge, let all of this thought stuff in our minds go, and then we can receive.
Yeah.
Or we can relax, or both, or all kinds of things might happen. We're going to slow down. That seems like one of the most essential things. And I've been practicing it a few times a day. It's like, okay, I finished this project.
Well, and yeah.
That shifts our energy to our spiritual center. And
that's
quiet that all of these other things could come to us. There's a whole universe inside of each one of us that's absolutely astonishing. And we're never going to access it if we don't spend time there. And probably the more time, the better human.
More time, the better human. That's a good t-shirt right there for the book. So we're going to honor Elaine's last 7 minutes on this segment. And so I've got two more minutes to get that started. She's got a guided imagery activity for us to do. So everybody get your feet planted on the floor, get a drink of water, maybe relax your shoulders. She's going to guide us through that. But before we jump in, I want to give you a tangible example. And Elaine, correct me if I didn't get this right from what she just said. I'll give you an example of this. In the mornings, when you're most calm, hopefully, when you're first getting out of your sleep, your REM, and you're before you get jumping and racing, whenever I get in the shower, I can hear how it goes for the day. I can see how it goes for the day. And because I'm not focused on anything but just lathering up, right? I'm not typing an email. I'm feeling and seeing and getting ideas. I'm getting downloads from after I've slept, like how it's supposed to go. That's usually how it goes. Sometimes it's now sitting still and talking to the people I talk to in the clouds, the ones that I channel to. And they've been showing up lately for me nonstop. And when I ask them, and I tell them exactly what it is and what I need, and I first apologize for asking for more, but then, I know you're busy, but then I have an idea, and then I'll hear a little idea, like it'll sound like, go to your mailbox. You're like, I don't need to go to my mailbox. I went yesterday, you know, or it'll say, go to the store and run that errand, or where's that book, or call that person you met on the card. Like it pops in your head, and I'm learning when I don't do that, I'm missing it. So when I get that nudge, do it.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
When we take enough time to listen, you do it in the shower. This book came to me when I was like getting ready for bed. All of those words from the Divine Feminine. I was like, there was the download. So I go write it down. And then there would be another one. And then there would be one. This is the name of the book. And so the book came to me that way. And I don't think we want to ignore those messages.
Don't.
You know, because they're much greater than what we can do on our own.
And to that point, not to speed you up on that thought, let's go into the guided imagery for the last 7 minutes of the show, Elaine. All right, everybody, take it away, Elaine. Okay. Sam, let's go full screen on Elaine, please.
So Monique suggested that you maybe take a drink of water and renew your posture so that you're going to be comfortable for a few minutes. It'll be like 6 minutes or something. And then breathe from your belly. Deep and slow breaths. Breathe out and release any and everything that you do not need to carry for the next few minutes or maybe even for the rest of the day. breathe it out through your sacrum. It doesn't matter where it comes from. Just there's so much we can let go of just with our intention. So this talk was very exciting and many ideas and wonderful energy. And we can breathe all that out too, because this is the time to make the shift from the outer to the inner. And each time we do that, we're supported by grace. You might want to close your eyes if you would like. Mm-hmm. As that helps us pay attention to what's inside of us. And be comfortable in the silence. You may have a lot of ideas popping into your head in terms of what Monique and I talked about today, and that's great. And you may choose to write them down or talk to a loved one about them or something like that later. But for right now, let them go. Imagine your mind becoming like the beautiful, blue, spacious summer sky today. If any clouds appear, they're like thought forms. You can just let them dissolve like the clouds dissolve. In this quiet is your purity, your potential, your brilliance, your soul connection. It's a different kind of communication than Monique and I just had. Because the communication comes from the silence, just as Monique told you her story about these messages she's receiving. And there may be no communication at all, but there may be this vastness within you. We can lose all sense of our individuality in this moment and open to your highest self, your God self, your goddess self, whatever name you choose to call the divine. And let the silence be sufficient. The silence blesses us. Even with our foibles and our mistakes and the times when we beat up on ourselves, we're invited to let all of that go, because that's lesser and it's unproductive except to grow from. And these moments are blessings. They're showing you how beautiful you are, how important you are, how essential you are to the divine fabric of our universe at this point in time.
Thank you, Elaine. Thank you guys for tuning in. Everyday Soul Dances with Elaine Holm. We're going to get more meditations. I feel calmer already. Yay. I'm excited to see what this is going to do for everyone. Pick it up on Amazon, you guys. It's an interactive book, summaries and journaling opportunities, as well as QR codes throughout to get the lesson that you need. Go to the chapter that you're attracted to, and Elaine's coming back soon. Elaine, many blessings to you, my dear. And
Thank you.
I will see you soon. You're welcome. And guys, as usual, what will you start up today? We'll see you next weekend. Be safe, be mindful, and don't forget to soul dance every day with Elaine Hoehm. Thank you.
You're listening to The Startup with Monique Leray, only on LA Talk Radio.